today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Patrick, you seem like a pretty athletic guy.
Oh, yeah, Jim. I can hold my own against some pretty tough competition. Why? What's up?
Well, I'm thinking you and I should put together a team.
Oh, really? What sport? Soccer? Basketball? Pro wrestling?
No, Patrick. Badminton. All right, Patrick, I mentioned yesterday that probably the smartest thing we ever did on the podcast was have the interns contribute their new music picks,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And the show is Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is one of those interns.
Right? Intern Sam.
Intern Sam's here. The second thing, smartest thing we ever did, was open this up to the listeners,
right? Yes.
Right. And so, so many listeners contribute month in, month out, telling us about music that they discovered in the previous month that was released in that month. I think that's an important distinction. So they're up on it, man. They know
it's great. It's
what's
so
coming
great.
Out.
Yeah.
And they want to share what they think is really good. So that's great. It's all great, right?
It's great. And, you know, for me, it's like, I don't know if you guys know that feeling at the end of the year when everybody starts putting out their best of lists. You know, here's my top 10, or the magazines and online places publish their list, and you're like, oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, I didn't hear that. But each month, this is kind of what that's like for me.
Yeah.
When we hear the list, you're like, oh, here, what did I miss out on, right? Or what do I need to learn about? So it's great.
Absolutely. Okay, and traditionally, we start with Mr. Stephen Routledge,
that's right,
over in Scotland, because he was the first one who started sending us these dispatches,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah, and we owe a lot of these decisions to Stephen, I think, for taking the initiative and recording his own voice memos and sending them in. You know?
All right, he has theme music.
He does.
He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and Patrick's one true friend, Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Scotland with my new music picks for September. As I record this, it is the 30th of September, one day before the inaugural Suburbs Fest. Whilst I'm gutted to not be able to be there myself, it was announced last week that travel restrictions to the US for fully vaccinated Brits will be lifted in November. Hopefully that means I can make it to Suburbs Fest 2022. Maybe Soccer Chat and Atlantic Crossing will be able to make their debut live in-person performances. Hopefully your livers and heads cope with the consequences of a three-day fest, and as such you'll be pleased to hear that after last month's metal moshing mayhem, my picks for this month are not so punishing on those with a sore head. First up is some sophisticated indie pop from down under, Done My Time by Emma Russack and Lachlan Denton. A taste of the somewhat wordly titled forthcoming album, Something Is Going to Change Tomorrow, Today, What Will You Do, What Will You Say? This delightful melody-rich 3 minutes of indie pop kicks off with the chorus. I love the way the vocals work, with the two songwriters panned left and right, backing up the lead vocal. In the verses, Emma's Aussie accent sneaks through, and I love the little piano riff that leads in each run around the chord progression. Imagine this might be in the Nick Scalera zone, even if it is from the wrong part of the Antipodes. Next up is 2 minutes and 48 seconds of pure power pop perfection, Help Me Out Somehow from Harbourcoat. Jangly guitars, with a nice blink and you'll miss it 12 string fill before the instrumental, and most of all, the backing vocals on the chorus. If you don't smile when they kick in, it's probably best to check for a pulse. Harbourcoat is a project by Matthew Carlson, a member of the Stickarounds, also from Lansing, Michigan. Shout out to fellow listener and Lansing resident Mark Neese there. The Stickarounds have featured in both my new music picks and albums of the year list before. Listening to Help Me Out Somehow makes me feel like Teenage Fan Club have relocated from Glasgow to the American Midwest. On the basis of this, new album Joy Is Elusive is highly anticipated. And I expect many of my fellow listeners, for example, Nicholas Nygaard, Justin Steiner, and Keith Jacobson, will enjoy it greatly. Well, that'll do for this month. As ever, I look forward to hearing what you, the interns, and my fellow listeners have selected. Just to be sure, to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right, thanks as always to Stephen.
Oh, so much. Thank you, Stephen, so much. And thanks for your kind words. And absolutely, we got to have Stephen here for the next.
Yes,
we absolutely and do.
One thing I want to interject here is in the thank yous that we did on Monday for Suburbs Fest, I forgot that Stephen, Nick Gloss, Liam McIndoo, and Greg from Poland.
That's right.
and a couple of Nicholas's friends that they put together a
amazing
music video of a Queen song.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And sent it to us ahead of the fest, you know, basically as like sort of their apologies they couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Totally amazing. I love that they titled it The Europeans.
Yes.
Like an old Henry James novel, but it was such an awesome man, that made me feel great. Really did.
Unbelievable. Got
a tear to my eye.
What an effort.
Gorgeous.
And thank you so much,
thank guys.
For that. Made us feel good. So and yes, hope to see you next year, of course. All right. Let's see. The first of Stephen's selections is Done My Time by Emma Russek and Lachlan Denton. That's lovely.
Very nice.
And as Sam was saying, unexpected.
Yes. I think this is the first time I've sat here in person with you all listening to Stephen Routledge announce his picks, and I was totally expecting what I would usually hear from Stephen Routledge, and this was pleasantly surprising.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
Very nice. Lovely. Gentle. And I really like the way the vocals kind of intertwined with each other, yet there's a way that vocals can be used, I think, without going too far off the cliff here, where they can trail off and yet still be a part of the song. You know what I mean? Like they could kind of meld and fade away. And I really liked the way they did that in this song. They were kind of presented and then they were just allowed naturally to kind of fade away. And I think that's pretty cool. I like it when artists do that.
Very nice song. Okay. His second selection is by a band called Harbor Coat out of Michigan, as he mentioned. This song is Help Me Out Somehow. All right. Love that.
That was great. Nice. That was great. And interesting, Stephen mentioned Matthew Carlson is in the Stick Arounds, and that's a band he's mentioned several times, and I got into them, and I love that band. I like the Birdsian kind of swing and sort of jangle pop they have, and that was cool, too. I mean, it definitely... I'm assuming Harbor Code is an REM reference for the band name. So it
literally, you know, the first thing I got when I looked up Harbor Code.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely had that sort of Reckoning type of feel to it, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really
that,
nice.
That jangle, but there's a lot of energy in that song,
propulsion
too.
At the same time. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And cool backing vocals, too.
Yeah. Yes. Very cool.
Lovely song. Nice pick, Stephen.
Great, Stephen.
All right.
And they weren't bad on those of us who are still suffering a hangover from
Silverfest.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah. The first one kind of. Just get you started,
right?
And then the second one makes you, you know, pick things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you will survive.
Very well done. Yeah.
That's
there
right.
is life after this hangover.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, one more caller today.
Okay.
He actually called in twice this month with songs. So we'll play the first message, first song, second message, second song.
Okay.
All right. It's Harris King
Great.
From South Carolina.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs community, Jim Patrick Interns. This is Harris in upstate South Carolina. I'm driving home from a long day of teaching with my KN95 mask on. That seems to be working well. It's all about new music for what month are we in? I can't even tell anymore. I think it's September. On Friday, the latest album from Heartless Bastards came out. A Beautiful Life is the name of the album. And as of yesterday, which is Sunday, today is Monday, I hadn't listened to it yet, but Justin Steiner put on Twitter, hey, I just listened to the new Heartless Bastards album. I like it. And I'm like, I replied to him and said, cool. I've been meaning to listen to it. I'm a big fan, which I am. And then I said, I'll listen to it on the way to work tomorrow morning, which was today, Monday. I listened to it on the way to work. It's amazing. It's definitely, for me, an album of the year candidate. And a song of the year candidate is the opening track called Revolution. Man, that song's good. It's definitely a product of our times, as you can imagine, from the song title. So everybody should give it a listen. I love the Heartless Bastards after a while, but, you know, their last couple albums haven't been that great. They've been pretty good. But this album is a return to form, but also just amazing in its own right. I love Erica. I love her singing and her songwriting. So give it a listen. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Where you going, my friend? Have you forgotten when? There was a time when false information wasn't so rampant in the sphere. There was a time when you weren't questioning everything you hear. Do you remember? Do you remember? Constantly being advertised, a life commercialized and disguised as happiness and pills and potions, fancy threads and cause and motion, hypnotized by gilded lies to line the pockets of so few, while hungry politicians feed bullshit to the masses to ensure their statuses and further divides the classes.
Okay, do you know much about Heartless Bastards?
No, not very much, except by name, really, and hear people...
Well, I mean, who could forget the name?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
They've been around for quite a while. Mm,
really?
I mean, I think I first heard of them in like the...
Just reading here about
early
them.
2000s decade, I think. Let me look at...
Oh my goodness, yeah, you weren't kidding.
See how far back they go on Spotify here. 2004.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if there may have been even something prior to that that's not on here. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't verified that, but they at least go back to 2004. So they've been around for a while, and I think they're another one of these bands that we've talked about who, like, I think you know, has a very intense following. Like people get into him, like really get into him, right? And you can tell that's an intense song right there.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah.
I really felt intense. That. I don't know about you all, with all three of us being journalists here, that I really felt that. Yeah. Like all those first words, like, oh, remember where there was a time where we would always like second guess things and we would kind of like think things through. We wouldn't accept things at face value, but now that's like all gone out the window. I feel like we've all been put now in this position where we always have to like counter people, and it stinks. Like it stinks. But on another completely unrelated note, the album art for this is incredible. It looks really, really cool. If you look at it on Bandcamp, it is awesome.
Yeah, it's sort of rainbow thing, right?
Mm-hmm. It's just awesome visual.
It's really cool. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check that out. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm all, you know, as we were talking about with Lowe the other day, I mean, anybody that sticks it out for that long and keeps on going definitely deserves your support. And when you gather intense fans like that, you know, there's something, a lot to be said for that.
Especially when a band is so aware of everything that's going on. Yeah. One of the reviews I was reading for this album was talking about how just lyrically A Beautiful Life is fantastic and it's super solid. So I think I'm going to have to listen to this
one. Yeah, definitely.
I'm into it. Okay. This is Harris's second call.
Cool.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Harris in South Carolina. I am calling about September New Music. I called a little earlier in the month about Heartless Bastards. I'm calling today about a Scottish singer named Hamish Hawk. Maybe Stephen Routledge knows a little bit more about him. I don't know hardly anything, except he's from Edinburgh. He's 29. Just read an article in the Herald Scotland online. Sounds like a super interesting guy. He's a dual citizen. His father's from New Zealand. He also speaks German. He just came out with an album called Heavy Elevator. That's pretty good. I like it a lot. There's a couple singles off of it that came out earlier in the year. One's Caterpillar, that's very good, and then the amazing, the Mauritian doubles badminton champion 1973. You probably ought to play that one. Anyway, maybe some other people know about him, but I think a lot of people will enjoy his music. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. I'll need a ballpoint pen. It'll sound like Common People sung by Christopher Wren. On an upright piano with nice narrow keys, in a Glaswegian chapel or a Parisian library. And as I sing, I watch you diving into a swimming pool that shines like a screen. And I call out, isn't this living? And I call out, isn't this living? And you call back, it's living. And you call back, it's living. The dream. I see my family in an ugly cemetery.
All right, that's there's a certain majesty, I think, in that song, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of visuals.
Yeah, there's that too.
I
like
that.
That's the badminton's double song.
Okay, yeah. The champion, 73.
Yeah.
Who can forget? And I love the, like you said, Jim, the majesty and command in his voice. Hamish, Lloyd Cole came to mind when I heard the sweep and kind of intelligence of his voice and lyrics. So really nice. Hamish Hawk. It's not a name you can easily forget, right?
No. Very, very, that was really, really good.
Yep.
There's no, I don't really have any other word to describe it. I mean, I like how it just kept going and going. Mm-hmm. And is the heavy elevator supposed to be like a metaphor for life? Am I missing something in there? Because he's talking about death and he's talking about all these other life moments all jammed in there.
That makes sense.
I might be looking into it too deeply. I don't know.
That would make sense. All right. Tomorrow,
Harris.
We have, let's see, let me check notes here. Tomorrow we will have two more callers, all right?
Fantastic. Okay.
All right, thanks to Stephen, thanks to Harris. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam.
All right, we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
thank you for what you did. Especially Sam.
Serious. An epitome of a leader.